Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Kesha has had sex with a ghost. There's a new song called Supernatural on her new album that's about the experience. She says, quote, "I don't know his name. He was a ghost, and I'm very open to it." It's a little weird. Adele does,
okay.
I know, right? Adele doesn't approve of artists using sex to sell music, and she adds that these artists don't even look as good in person as the image they're presenting. She also says that she wouldn't flaunt her body even if she did look like a supermodel. And I'm trying to get the story to open up here, and it's not working for me.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah, it's showing page not found on mine, so I can't get the story to open.
A guy by the name of Johnny Lewis, he starred on Sons of Anarchy for the first two seasons of the show, was found dead this morning at the age of 28. Oh, yeah, it disappeared on me.
Yeah.
It was on our website.
It
no,
was.
It's not.
Well, I do have the TMZ report.
Somebody's screwing with us. Okay, go. Just do that then.
Law enforcement sources tell TMZ cops believe that Johnny was on drug, either PCP or meth, at the time he allegedly killed a woman and then fell to his death. Sources tell TMZ after allegedly killing the 81-year-old woman, Johnny had fought with two men for 3 to 4 minutes, hurting at least one of them. Told that Johnny initially used a 2x4 to attack the men and then used his bare hands. Law enforcement sources say that the men he fought with say that Johnny showed superhuman strength. Also told that Johnny tried to break into the house of one of the men and it took three people to hold him back. One source also tells TMZ that Johnny had gone to a neighbor's home to introduce himself earlier in the day. Neighbors tell them that Johnny had lived in the house before, moved away, and then came back. Neighbors knew Johnny, who knew Johnny, said that he was a nice guy. Yikes. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. We are going to top out today at 76. Very nice day. It's 9. drink! I'll drink to that. 49 right now. Yeah. So, anyway. There was, you know how with the whole NFL referee lockout, replacement ref thing?
Yeah. We're still talking about that?
Well, it's over now.
Okay.
No, I have something new.
Oh.
Don't get all snarky.
Why do you keep saying that I'm snarky this week? I don't feel
no,
like
No, just
I've
today.
Been... No, you called me snarky yesterday, too.
Oh, well.
I don't think that I'm being snarky.
Maybe you are.
I'm generally not a snarky person.
You're also never wrong either.
Duh,
so
thank you for admitting that.
I didn't admit it. I was just saying what you think.
No, that's what you just said.
So anyway, there's a TV station in Green Bay, Wisconsin that, Green Bay was the team that got hosed by the replacement refs.
Yes.
So this Green Bay TV station, they brought in a replacement weather guy.
Oh.
This is your replacement weather guy. Forecast. It looks like it's going to be bad out there, people. 200 degrees below today, we're looking at. And it's really going to heat up. It's going to be like 346 degrees by noon. And
get out of here. Oh. What is going on? What do you got here? A thunder hurricane going on? A thunder blizzard hurricane.
Thunder blizzard hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was also a... an orthopedic surgeon out there who was offering a guarantee on LASIK surgery.
An orthopedic surgeon. Nice.
Yeah. Money and back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied with your LASIKs.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good one.
Kind of clever. The video of this is quite funny. They had this guy in a goofy tie and like giant glasses and like string coming down from him, you know, to dangle him from his neck. And
maybe we could have replacements for Andy and Mel, but I would be worried
that
they would
do too loud.
They would do better than us.
Just stop talking now. The hell are you doing?
Oops.
Don't give anyone any ideas. The top 20 reasons that couples avoid sex. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Number 20, I don't think my partner deserves it. 19, I'm not attracted to my husband or wife anymore. Number 18, too much stuff to do around the house. Number 17, I want to watch a movie. Number 16, I want to watch sports. They sound more like married reasons.
They do.
15. Sometimes I get bored.
Oh.
14. Don't have enough time. Number 13. It's too cold. These are the top 20 reasons couples avoid having sex.
It's too cold?
You'll
get warmer.
Number 12. I'm too full from dinner.
That one's believable.
Number 11. I don't really enjoy it anymore.
Oh.
Number 10.
Sad.
Sex is too similar every time.
Oh, goodness.
Number 9. Neck or back pain. Number 8. Headache. Number
that's supposed
7.
To help headaches.
Number 7. I've got too much on my mind.
Mm, that's understandable.
Number 6. I'm not confident in my body.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5. I want to read my book. Ouch.
Was it 50 Shades? Because then you might be good afterwards.
Number 4. It's too hot.
What?
I believe that before too cold.
Yeah, the too cold one, that's ridiculous.
Number 3, I don't feel attractive. Number 3, too stressed from work. And number 1, I'm too tired.
How many of those have you heard?
I plead the 5th.
5?
I plead the 5th Amendment in my right to not incriminate myself. We have our heroes of the day next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Every time he's a hero.
Working class hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, thank you so much for listening. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
Hey, it's National Thank You Day, by the way.
You're welcome.
I wasn't saying thank you to you.
You're welcome.
Who's snarky? All right. There's a chance when you're a kid that your parents wash your mouth out with soap. I had a babysitter that did it to me once for swearing and stuff. And there's no chance that'll happen to you once you became an adult, right? Well, it actually happened to this woman. On Tuesday, 20-year-old Stephanie Madwell and her boyfriend, 26-year-old John Vincent Caruso, and their two children were at their home in Land O'Lakes, Florida. And Stephanie was swearing. John was upset and told her if she kept cursing so loud, he'd wash her mouth out with soap. But she ignored him and kept going. So he grabbed a bottle of Dawn liquid dishwashing detergent, went up behind her, and jammed the bottle in her mouth and squirted it.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. She called the cops. They found a cut on her lip and dried up dish soap on her cheek, chin, and running down her neck into her shirt. John was arrested for domestic battery. The cops say that John told them that his parents used to wash his mouth out with soap as a kid. So even though he's 26, he will still put soap in the mouth out of respect for his parents.
All right.
In his mouth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toolbar.
Wow.
If there was a homeless person that was going to break into my house, I think this is the scenario I would pick.
Okay.
On Tuesday morning, Randy Kaiser of Sacramento, California, walked into his house and found a homeless woman inside, just getting out of his shower.
Oh.
The woman was 24-year-old Jennifer Burgess, and Randy says she reacted like Aunt Randy was intruding in her home and interrupted her.
Oh.
Not the opposite. She was also wearing his son's bathrobe with nothing underneath.
Ooh.
Yeah. He called the cops. They found out she had stolen some loose change from Randy's kid's room. Jennifer was arrested for burglary. Randy also says he suspects this isn't the first time Jennifer has broken into his home to shower.
Oh, no, really?
He noticed his dogs were comfortable and quiet around her, and usually they bark at strangers.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, at least she was taking a shower.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. I'm taking that button out of there.
You don't know how.
Yes, I do.
You don't know how many places I have it.
Oh goodness. I'll find all of them.
Time for us to scoot. Ben's in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.